end of that road lies the desert of free will, where he regards the power of the Creator as overcome by the power of the creatures. And thence arises the corruptions which have been enumerated by the Magi, who was a necessitarian.
A very short point. All the explanation. He's telling all of this again in the poem, and he knows that. But he will repeat it. Why? Because here two guys are arguing, right? No. One guy is my side, one is at the other side. Don't forget that. Rumi is in this side, and he believes in all of this. Which was what? Was the comparing between me being forced or having a free will. Do you remember what is the problem with the free will? What is it? What is it really, the problem? He explained it. The problem is very, very simple. The problem is, who will explain what is responsibility? Responsibility is good or bad? Let me put it this way. What will limit my freedom? Really, you tell me.
Your compulsions.
Yeah. How about knowledge? That's simple. When I know something, I'm limited, aren't I? This is what we are talking about. There is this limitation, yes, but it's not being free. It's knowing what the outcome will be. So, you see what the difference is? If I put it this way, that, okay, I want to do something, and this believing stuff will tell me not to. Okay, good, yes, this believing stuff is nonsense, let's drop it out. Now let's talk about knowledge. When you don't know, you're free to do whatever, like the animals. But when you know the outcome of something, then what? That is the point. Where is pity? Pity is where I see someone bad and I want to punish that fellow, but I realize that with punishment, nothing will change. I could give that fellow another chance. This is the way that he brings it in. Let's hear it now poetically. Yes.
The true believer replied, "O necessitarian, hear the words addressed. You have said your say. Lo, I bring the answer. You have seen your own game, O chess player. See your adversary's game in all its breadth and length. You have read your letter of apology. Read the Sunni's letter. Why have you remained? You have discoursed in necessitarian fashion on the destiny. Hear from me the mystery thereof in debate."
Okay. Up to here, you see, the opening is very simple, right? Is that okay? That was the paragraph that this fellow explained something. Forget the meat paragraph here. Now, that believer is giving the answer, right? And here, he brought one word, the Sunni. What is Sunni? Sunni means the traditional. The word is tradition. But wait a minute, you read your letter, now let me read for you a letter of the other side of the stuff, which are the Sunnis, the believers. Okay? Yes.
"Beyond doubt, we possess a certain power of choice. You cannot deny the plain evidence of the sense."
No. The verse before that. You have discoursed?
You have discoursed in necessitarian fashion on the destiny.
Mm-hmm. Here, this necessitarian fashion is the translation of that judge being forced to do something, right? He says, okay, you explained that, now? Yeah.
Hear from me the mystery thereof in debate.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond doubt, we possess a certain power of choice. You cannot deny the plain evidence of the sense.
Yeah, this is the first. To begin with, we have that feeling of free will, right? I know I have choice. That's why I try to choose. So this one is the base, yes.
One never says, come to a stone. How should anyone request a brickbat to keep faith? One never says to a human being, hey, fly, or come, O blind man, and look at me. God has said, there is nothing intolerable laid upon the blind. How should the Lord who bestows relief lay upon anyone what is intolerable? Nobody says to a stone, you have come late, or why did you strike a blow at me, O stick? Will anyone address demands like these to a person who is compelled, or strike a person who is excused? Command and prohibition and anger and conferment of honor and rebuke concern him who possesses the power of choice, the pure bosomed one.
Okay, this is the second point. Is that, listen, here we have what? You order something, or you deny something, you advise somebody not to do something, and free will, all of this is in the human being. Means what? This is in a creature with free will to think about all of this, to advise or to try to stop someone or whatever. Yes.
There is a power of choice in regard to injustice and wrongdoing. This I meant by this devil and nafs. The power of choice resides in your inward part. It does not wound its hand till it sees a Joseph.
Means what? I just passed by it. This is it. He said, you are like those ladies watching the beautiful Joseph coming in, cutting their hand because they don't know what they're doing. This happens, means your choice is questionable. What will be your choice? Over there, these ladies are cutting the fruit, right? Do they do any wrong stuff? No. The beautiful fellow comes in, Joseph, and they cut their hand. Whose fault is that? No one. You cannot say this is Allah. This is what it is. Your free will is not 100% always working in the correct way. We didn't say all of that. We just say that you have the free will. Yes.
The power of choice and the instinct were in the soul. It beheld his face, and then it spread wings and pinions. When the dog is asleep, its power of choice is lost. When it sees the tripe, it wags its tail. A horse, too, whinnies when he sees barley, and when the meat is moved, the cat meows.
Sight, you see, he is bringing all the different examples of the living creatures having sort of free will, because that's what the game of the life is. Game of the life is that the living creatures, they know me, they know the rest, they know the environment, they understand the literal environment, and they look around to find what they need to eat and that stuff, right? So the base of free will is down there, yes. We cannot say we don't have the free will. But when it comes to me, it's different. Because the animal has the brain and the logic and self, and that's enough. Me, these are not enough for me. I need a personality, I need a prestige, I need a role in the society because I'm connected to other people. If the other people are not around, I go crazy. Not only physically, mentally even, because here I don't think anymore, I talk. We talk means we are thinking in a common system. That's what talking is doing to us, right? Brings us to the same meanings, collecting. Yes.
Sight is the means of moving the power of choice, just as blowing raises sparks from the fire. Therefore, your power of choice is moved when Iblis becomes a go-between and brings a message from Whis. When he presents an object of desire to this person, the sleeping power unrolls itself. And, in despite of the devil, the angel presents good objects and makes an outcry in your heart. In order that your power to choose the good may be moved, for before presentation, these two dispositions are asleep.
Aha! This is the point. In you, there are two dispositions. Yes. There are the temptations and stoppers. You have both of them. Yes, there is this Satan in you. There is this ego, self, in you like other animals. But there is something else in you which doesn't exist in the animals. Remember that? Remember that no animal understands what the honesty means, but you understand the value of the honesty, isn't it? So, what is this? Aha! Your ego, day and night, is calling you to be the demon. But the other one, day and night, is calling you to be the best fellow. We have both of them. Why are you looking at only one of them? Because when he explained that story, that paragraph that all of you agreed with, because it was serious, right? If the Satan is the winner, so I follow the Satan. The point is, if you look carefully, Satan is not the winner. Let's go back a couple of thousand years ago. Where was the Satan and where was the goodness? This is it. Slowly we are changing towards knowledge. That knowledge will correct us, will stop us of doing the sins. Yes, at the same time, I lose my freedom of personal choice. When I know that my personal choice is not good for we, I have to leave it alone. I have to quit it. Don't I? This is the way to see it. Yes.
So the angel and the devil have become presenters for the purpose of setting the power of choice in motion.
Aha! When we say choice, means you could do this one or that one. Okay, so there is a Satan, which is in you. Yes. But there is an angel, which is out. But there are some of these we who knows that, and they bring it in and they invite you to join them. This is what I started with. I called you to become a believer. Yes.
Your power to choose good or evil is increased tenfold by inspirations and suggestions. Hence, when your ritual prayer is finished, O excellent man, it behooves you to offer a salutation to the angels, saying, through your goodly inspiration and incitement, my power to choose this ritual prayer was set going.
Okay. Now another subject. I am the believer, and I do the prayers. What do you think about that?